What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Gumbo Mix. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'm about to make you some of my best gumbo filled with the greatest music from back in the day. There's no telling what you might hear in this gumbo, but every ingredient is important to the overall mix and is sure to please your musical palate. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of D. Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. We have great news to share with you, our listeners and fans of the Gumbo Mix. The Gumbo Mix can now be heard live on radio station KSER 90.7 FM and on the net at kser.org. The show airs every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so be sure to tune in and put your request in the Gumbo Pot live and on the air. That's every Saturday from 5 to 7 on kser.org and 90.7 KSER FM. The Gumbo Mix presents the Hot 12. That means 12 of the hottest hits from all genres that you have considered to be some of your favorite songs of all time. I have to admit, most of these are my favorites too. So turn up your volume, relax, and get ready to enjoy the Gumbo Mix presents the Hot 12. We're starting off with the King of Pop. Now you know, there are a lot of rumors about how Michael Jackson's sound was developed. One rumor was that Michael would show up at the studio with a secret black briefcase that he would plug into the mixing control board, and bingo, his records would automatically sound better than anyone else's. Well, I tend to believe that it was the magic chemistry of Michael, sound engineer Bruce Sweetian, and super producer Quincy Jones. Here comes the second single from the Thriller album, released in January of 1983. Billie Jean stayed at number one for 9 weeks and sold over 10 million copies. And guess what? It still sounds good.
I'm
From the king to the queen. Now, you know, her mom was a background singer for Lou Rawls, Aretha Franklin, and Elvis Presley. Sissy Houston not only taught her daughter how to sing, but also about the business of music. Whitney Houston was one of the first black models to grace the cover of 17 magazine and would go on to become the most awarded female recording artist of all time.
No.
And speaking of royalty, how could we ever forget the summer of 1984 when Prince and Warner Brothers released the movie and the album Purple Rain? Purple Rain splashed down everywhere and you had to be living under a rock to avoid it. Prince joined the ranks of Elvis Presley and the Beatles in being the only artist to have a number one album, single, and number one film all at the same time.
I'll forgive you by and by, 'cause you will.
Known in some circles as the High Priestess of Understated Cool, when Sade's Diamond Life album hit the airwaves in July of 1984, it was like a breath of cool, fresh mountain air. Smooth Operator was classy jazz that was easy to like and enjoy. Born in Abadan, Nigeria, and raised in Essex, England, Sade gained modest recognition as a fashion designer and part-time model prior to establishing her career.
Ooh.
Next up, these guys named their band Tony 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 as a joke until they realized that, it has a catchy ring to it and decided to keep the name. Coming out of Oakland, California, the group achieved their greatest commercial success with the double platinum certified Sons of Soul album in 1993. But it was their House of Music album released in November of 1996 that really got the people on the dance floor with Let's Get Down.
Yes.
My name is Dee Dwayne as the Gumbo Mix presents Tony, the Tony, Hot Tony. 12.
And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the woogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now, you trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way. I'd rather have a mimosa with Cristal and OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked, but wait a sec.
The function's on around midnight.
Uh-huh.
What time is it?
At the nursery, so you get slow on the anniversary. Feel me, I dip, dip, bop. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you wanna mac this because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your text. You know how it is, y'all. Got your homie begging for some Pepto-Bismol. But with my stomach right, I'll be back tonight to get that lady I was running on the wall. Feel me.
Let's get down, let's get down, let's get down. Come on.
And now it's time to add our old school spotlight to the mix. It's time to crank up the Wayback Machine. And so, you may ask, what turns an artist into an icon? Well, the ingredients are many. Is it the right song, or the right look or image, or even the times in which we live? The Beatles, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitney Houston, and a few others, all have that special something that you just don't see much of anymore. But the thing is, when you see it, you know it. Instantly and automatically. It's in the passion of their performance, the artistry of their gift, the power of their message, and our willingness to allow them to sweep us away in shock and awe. When Madonna first hit the scene in October of 1982, she was hungry and unapologetic. She was quirky, naughty, and bold as hell at the time. When she spoke, she was often a wise guy, a smart aleck, always something rebellious and flip about her. But when she performed, you couldn't take your eyes off of her. She seemed to have come out of nowhere and went on to sell over 300 million records. You can't deny her iconic status, and furthermore, why would you? She not only went up against the grain, but she chopped it down with a chainsaw. MTV didn't know whether to embrace her or never invite her again after her performance at the 1984 MTV Awards. She performed like a virgin and scared the death out of everybody and blew everybody away. I guess that's just what an icon does.
I was flies down to paradise, at least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Neverland, no reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire?
That's the way love goes.
Like a
That's the way love goes, one of Janet Jackson's biggest hits, and to this day, it is the longest-running number one single of any member of the Jackson family. Now we have an artist who is an icon and a diva. Referred to as the Songbird Supreme by the Guinness World Records, Mariah Carey rose to fame in 1990. I can still recall her first television appearance on the Arsenio Hall show, and I was blown away. Her powerful 5-octave vocal range and effortless ability gave everybody ample notice that a star was born.
Short years ago, I was abandoned and alone without a penny to my in the final. What you want, you're gonna make it happen. Make it happen. And if you get down on your knees at night and pray to the Lord, he's gonna make it happen. Make it happen.
Well, here comes some stuff you probably didn't need to know, and you probably don't think it's true. Let me kick That's a Fact Jack.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's a fact, Jack!
Here they are, five facts that are absolutely true that you already know that I did not make up. I don't make this stuff up now, okay? I really don't. Like, check this out. Number one, a 10-year-old mattress weighs double what it did when it was new due to the sweat, debris, and dead skin that it absorbs over time. Ugh, it's true. Number two, did you know that every year, over 16 million gallons of oil runs off the pavement and into streams, rivers, and oceans? This is more oil than what was spilled by the Exxon Valdez. That's a fact, Jack. It's true. Number three, check this out. The famous painter Leonardo da Vinci, famous for painting The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa, he invented the scissors. Did you know that? I had no idea. You didn't know that. Stop saying. You didn't know. You know you didn't know that. Number four. Did you know that your heart beats over 100,000 times a day? Every day? It's true. That's a fact, Jack. Number five. Now check this one out, ladies. Did you know that men can read smaller print than women? But women can hear better than men. Did you know that? It's true. I didn't make it up. It's true. Well, we may not always be able to hear you, but we can always see what you're saying. My name is D. DeWayne, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix Presents The Hot 12 right here on thegumbomix.com.
So glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is
Discovered by David Bowie, there he is, Mr. Luther Vandross, and Never Too Much. Now, you know, back in the day, good rock music was loud, passionate, and rambunctious. It took talent and musicianship, production values, and creativity. I mean, you at least had to know how to write and execute a decent guitar solo. Aerosmith, the five bad boys from Boston, set the bar and laid it down on this next song. Together for over 50 years, they are often referred to as America's greatest rock and roll band. Now, this is what rock with passion sounds like.
Tell me that love is blind. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, y'all. You know what I mean? Rock does not sound like that anymore. And speaking of rock, here comes the queen of rock and roll, Miss Tina Turner. So what makes her the queen? Well, let's start with the fact that she's been making excellent music since 1958. She has 12 Grammys and has sold over 100 million records worldwide. Not to mention that she broke concert attendance box office records in 13 countries. Her Break Every Rule tour was the top female concert attraction in 1987, bringing in over 4 million people. What makes her queen? Well, simply because she's simply the best.
Give me everything I need.
As we wrap up our first presentation of the 12 most iconic songs of all time, I'd like to remind you to check out the 12 hottest songs of today on the nation's only urban countdown podcast, thehot12.com. I'm garnishing this batch of gumbo with 2 tablespoons of Chicago's own Chaka Khan. Years ago, Ike Turner offered Chaka a background singing position with the iCats. She turned him down, joined the band Rufus, and the rest is history. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for some gumbo, featuring some of the best music ever recorded. The Gumbo Mix is produced by Melody Productions, and we would love to hear from you with your requests and comments. just click that Contact Us button on this website and let us know what's on your mind. Be sure to check out the Gumbo Mix live and on the air every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on 90.7 KSER FM and on KSER.org. Feel free to call in with your favorite request and we'll be happy to put it into the mix. Oh yeah, and don't forget to check out the nation's only urban countdown podcast, thehot12.com. Until next time, thanks again for listening to the Gumbo Mix.